You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Samantha Wright, filling in today for Gemma Gaudette. Opera Idaho is continuing its 49th season with a modern American piece, Dead Man Walking. It's based on Sister Helen Prejean's acclaimed 1993 memoir of the same name, which tells of her time working with death row inmates at the Louisiana State Penitentiary. Joining us today to talk more about the upcoming performance are conductor Sarah Jobin and general director Mark Junkert. Good afternoon to both of you.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
So tell us about this opera. Some people may have read the book. Some people may have seen the Oscar award-winning movie that starred Susan Sarandon and Sean Penn. Give us a plot for folks who don't know.
Well, it's basically Sister Helen Prejean's journey of being the spiritual advisor to a man who was on death row in Louisiana, and ultimately he was executed. So the story tells, it really tells the story from both sides, actually. You have music, beautiful music from the parents of the victims, and you also have the perspective of the mother of the murderer.
Wow. And I know this is a lot of themes about grace and grief. Can we talk a little bit about how Sister Helen sort of gives grace, and then the inmate feels the grief as he's leading up to the end of his life?
Yeah, actually, the Sister Helen's one condition for the composer in writing this opera was it had to be about redemption and there had to be hummable tunes. So
wow.
It is about redemption, and the music is beautiful, actually. Even though it's a contemporary opera, you don't need to be worried. There's some Elvis in there. there's some rock and roll references. I don't know. Mark, do you want to say any more?
Well, you know, the central theme is about redemption. But in order for that to happen, the prisoner, Joseph Desrochers, in this case, is the name, which is different than the movie and is different than the book. He must confess to somebody, to God, to her, that he's actually committed the crime for which he is about to die. And the audience has no doubt about this because the opera begins with the scene in which this happens. And that's different, I suppose, than in real life and in the book, too. I mean, Sister Helen was not a witness in real life to the rape and the murder that begins the movie and the opera. So in the book, she finds out at the end.
Gotcha. Wow.
And in real life.
Wow. Okay. That's interesting. That is different. I like that. So there's a lot of, we talked about grace and grief, but there's human conflict, because we're talking about capital punishment. And then we're talking about the Christian imperative for forgiveness and for love. And I think that is that part of why this story is so powerful and has gone through book and movie and now opera?
Yeah, it's actually interesting what happens in the music with Father Grenville. He's the prison chaplain. And in the music, and I think in Sister Helen's life, she has found the church policy to have been somewhat misguided, that actually the Catholic Church in real life has changed their policy after 1600 years. In 2018, they changed their policy to be against the death penalty in all cases. And I have to say, I think that's largely in part to due to Sister Helen's life work. But it's interesting in the opera how the love of Christ, which Sister Helen is representing, is also different from the church as an institution. It's not always the same thing. And that's actually depicted in the music.
Wow. And why Opera Idaho? Why should Opera Idaho be performing this particular opera right now?
Well, this is the most produced opera in the world since its composition in 2000. Major opera companies have done it, opera companies of all size. And one of our goals here is to bring these important artistic achievements to our audiences here in Boise? I mean, that's a pretty simple answer, but it's the right one.
No, it's perfect. So we're going to have two performances coming up. Is that right?
Right. Friday night, 7:30 Egyptian Theater, and Sunday afternoon, 2:30 Egyptian Theater as well.
Wow.
Can I add to that answer of why it's good to be doing it in Idaho right now?
Yes.
So there are 7 people on death row right now in Idaho. And I think there was just a law passed to make it secret how the drugs are bought for the lethal injections.
Yeah.
So there's a musical point in the opera at the end when all of the voices are asked to hum. And the hum keeps going at the end until he dies. And finally, I think I realized in the score, this is symbolizing the fact that we are all complicit. All of the citizens are complicit in what the state does, whether or not we agree with it. There's certainly people on both sides. But I think the point of the opera is to get people to think about it and to have conversations about it.
Wow. Okay.
The opera is terribly, terribly intimate, emotional, and all that, and at times brutal. But it's very true, I think, to the characters who were real life people. And Sister Helen is still a real life person.
Yeah, absolutely. She's alive and kicking. She's in her 80s.
Wow. Yeah, in Louisiana.
Wow. All right. Well, I want to thank you both so much for coming on and telling us a little bit about it. We've been speaking with conductor Sarah Jobin and general director Mark Junkert from Opera Idaho about Dead Man Walking, which plays April 22nd and 24th at the Egyptian Theater.